highlight from the first half as we welcome you back to Husky Stadium, Nebraska 28, Washington 14. And we're delighted to be joined, as we always are, by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. And it's always great to see you. And you brought some guests with you today.
I did. I brought Jeff Rakes, who is the CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the world's largest charitable organization. But probably right behind that on his bio would be the biggest Husker fan in Seattle, Washington. He's a great friend of the University of Nebraska, a great supporter, and gives us a huge amount of time. And we're delighted to be here in Jeff's hometown and seeing a great football game.
And we can see his house from the press box.
We can, and we can see the big red N flag also.
Beautiful. Well, JB, the university received one of the largest gifts in history this year for a new Water for Food Institute. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. In the spring, we received a gift of $50 million from the Doherty Foundation to support a new global Water for Food Institute. It's an area of great strength at the university and one where we think we'll be a leader in the world.
And why did Nebraska get that gift?
Well, Nebraska, obviously agriculture is critically important to the future of our state. We're the most heavily irrigated state in the nation. We sit above the largest freshwater resource in North America, and we have a water center that has been doing great work for about 60 years.
And we hear a lot about wind, now water. Is this kind of a new area of emphasis?
Well, it's really not new at the University of Nebraska. We've had scientists and others working on water issues, on research and in education and in policy development for many years. It's one of the reasons that we're so excited about this. We start with great strength, and we're going to build on that.
Well, so this area, it's important for you, but I understand you've got some bigger plans for this.
Well, this is very important to the state of Nebraska and always will be, and we will benefit greatly from this. But if you look at the world, and that's why it's a global institute, the world has over 6.5 billion people now. In 40 years, we'll have over 9 billion, and we'll need to increase food production by about two times with the same amount of water and the same amount of land. And that's why it's so important for us to play a lead role here.
And Jeff, I know you're involved in the leadership of this institute. Tell us about your interest and your involvement in this.
Well, it's exactly what JB said. This is a critical issue, not only for Nebraska, not only the Midwest, for the world. He hit the numbers dead on. We're going to see a need for about twice as much food production by the 2050. But one of the big stresses is going to be, how do we get more crop per drop? Because we're basically, especially in a world of climate change, we're going to see a change in availability of water and rainfall. And so we're going to have to figure out how to use science, how to use engineering, how to use policy in order to make this happen. And one of the great things is that University of Nebraska has all of those core assets. And this is going to make a difference not only for Nebraska and the Midwest, but for the world. It's going to help to develop food security for sub-Saharan Africa, for South Asia, for all of those people who are in need of being able to feed themselves.
Well, we're talking about the Water for Food Institute. Let's get specific a little. Where's it going to be located? When can you get all this going?
Well, the Water Center, which has existed for about 60 years, is on the Lincoln campus, and that will be the headquarters of it. But this is a university-wide effort, and we've got expertise at the Medical Center and at UNO as well. So we're going to build on all that expertise for the good of the world, as Jeff said, but also for Nebraska. And being the place in the world that people look to for policy development, for research, for training and education and technology development is going to pay great rewards for Nebraska as well.
That's fantastic. Well, Jeff, we're just so delighted to be out in your hometown and your typical beautiful sunny day here in Seattle. We love it. It's been fantastic.
It's great. It's great. Well, actually, I consider this my second hometown.
Okay.
So it's Ashland, Nebraska. Still my hometown, always will be, but it's great to have so many Husker fans out here. You know, we're looking at probably 20,000-25,000 Husker fans, and it's just it's a great opportunity for us to show people in Seattle what real college football is about, what the real spirit of college football means.
JB, how cool is this to see all this red?
It's fabulous. I wish it were right here in the center of the stadium as well, as opposed to just the end, but it's great. We've spent a couple days in Seattle, and there's red everywhere in Seattle, and it feels great to be here.
Well, great to see both of you. Jeff, it's always a pleasure.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Go Big Red. JB, good to see you as well. We'll talk to you next week. JB Milliken, Nebraska President Jeff Rakes, a great friend of the university as well.